prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray to you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little Sacrifice of the Month. Each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you, and you love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 30, the Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. The Teacher of the Apostles, Central Place of the Nascent Church, and Boat of Refuge. The Descent of the Holy Spirit. The Soul to Her Celestial Mother. Here I come to you again, Sovereign of Heaven. I feel so drawn to you that I count the minutes, waiting for your Supreme High to call me in order to give me the beautiful surprises of your maternal lessons. Your love of mother enraptures me, and in knowing that you love me, my heart rejoices, and I feel all the confidence that my mama will give me so much love, so much grace, as to form the sweet enchantment to my human will, in such a way that the divine will may extend its seeds of light within my soul, and place a seal of its fiat in all my acts. Oh please! Oh Holy Mama, never leave me alone again, and let the Holy Spirit descend into me, that he may burn away all that does not belong to the divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My blessed daughter, your words echo in my heart, and feeling wounded, I pour myself into you with my seas of graces. Oh, how they run toward my daughter, to give you the life of the divine will. If you are faithful to me, I will leave you no more. I will always be with you, to give you the food of the divine will in each one of your acts, words and heartbeats. Now listen to me, my daughter, our highest good, Jesus, has departed for heaven and is now before his celestial Father, pleading for his children and brothers, whom he has left upon earth. He, from the celestial fatherland, looks at everyone, no one escapes him. And his love is so great that he leaves his mama on earth as comfort, help, and instruction and company for his children and mine. Now, you must know that as my son departed for heaven, I remained together with the apostles in the cenacle, waiting for the Holy Spirit. They were all around me, clinging to me, and we prayed together. They did nothing without my advice. And when I began to speak to instruct them or to narrate some anecdotes about my son which they did not know, as for example, the details of his birth, his baby tears, his loving traits, the incidents that happened in Egypt, the so many wonders of the hidden life in Nazareth, oh, how attentive they were in listening to me. They were enraptured in hearing the so many surprises, the so many teachings that he had given me, which were to serve for them. In fact, my son had said little or nothing about himself to the apostles, reserving for me the task of making known to them how much he had loved them, and the details which only his mama knew. So, my daughter, I was in the midst of my apostles more than the sun of the day. And I was the anchor, the wheel, the boat in which they found refuge, to be safe and sheltered from every danger. Therefore, I can say that I delivered the nascent church upon my maternal knees, and that my arms were the boat in which I led her to a safe harbor, and I still lead her. Then the time came for the descent of the Holy Spirit, promised by my son, in the cenacle. What a transformation, my daughter! As they were invested, they acquired new science, invincible strength, ardent love. A new life flowed within them, which rendered them intrepid and courageous, in such a way that they scattered throughout the whole world to make redemption known, and to lay down their lives for their master. And I remained with beloved John, and was forced to leave Jerusalem, as the storm of persecution began. My dearest daughter, you must know that I still continue my magisterium in the church. There is nothing which does not descend from me. I can say I pour my own self out for love of my children, and I nourish them with my maternal milk. Now, during these times, I want to display a yet more special love by making known how my whole life was formed in the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore I call you onto my knees, into my maternal arms, so that, forming a boat for you, you may be sure to live in the sea of the divine will. Greater grace I could not give you. Oh please! I pray you, make your mama content come to live in this kingdom so holy. And when you see that your will would want to have some active life, come and take refuge in the safe boat of my arms, saying to me, my mama, my will wants to betray me, and I deliver it to you, that you may put the divine will in its place. Oh, how happy I will be if I am able to say, my daughter is all mine, because she lives of divine will. And I will make the Holy Spirit descend into your soul, that he may burn away from you all that is human. And by his refreshing breath, he may rule over you and confirm you in the divine will. The soul. Divine teacher, today your little daughter feels her heart swollen, to the point of pouring myself out in crying, and wetting your maternal hands with my tears. A veil of sadness invades me, and I fear that I will not profit from your many teachings and from your many more than maternal cares. My mama, help me, fortify my weakness, put to flight my fears. And I, abandoning myself in your arms, will be certain to live fully of the divine will. Little sacrifice. Today, to honor me, you will recite 7 glory bees in honor of the Holy Spirit, praying to me that his prodigies may be renewed over the whole Holy Church. Ejaculatory prayer. Celestial Mama, pour fire and flames into my heart, that they may consume me, and burn away all that is not will of God.